Fermanagh.gov/transportation. It's 8:21. You're listening to KGNU. Well, as students around the state get ready to go back to school in the next couple of weeks, one group of young people in Boulder today, well, they'll begin a camp which aims to harness their ideas to help solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Imagine that we actually could create a city of the future with youth, creativity, and dreams, and we could all support them. What might it look like if we all could create from our dreams? And I want to just invite people to imagine when they were a kid, what would have been possible if somebody said to you that your dream matters, that who you are now matters. The fact that you're a kid matters. Your voice needs to be heard in the world.
That's Heidi Kapari, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Dream Tank, and they start their final summer camp today.
So Dream Tank is about unleashing the most imaginative people on the planet to solve our most pressing problems and be empowered to make a difference. And that's kids and teens. So we think that young people have incredible ideas and unlimited possibilities and the way they think and the way they see things differently. And as we're trying to solve the world's problems, specifically the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, we really need the most imaginative people and we need radical collaboration.
Yeah. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, that's a lofty topic for adults to take on, let alone kids between the ages of 8 and 19. So first of all, what are the SDGs, as we'll refer to them? And then we'll talk about how the kids can delve into them to come up with some solutions.
Great. So I've been in the field of using entrepreneurship and finance for social change for about 15 years for adults. And about 3 years ago, when I started really looking at the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which were released in 2015. And there are 17 goals for us to achieve by 2030 in order to have a thriving world. And what's so unique about this is that 193 of 196 countries have agreed on these goals. So never before have we had such agreement, at least on the goals, by many countries all around the world. So now companies and organizations and investment firms are all starting to look at using these as a framework. And they include goals like no poverty, no hunger, climate action, quality education, gender equality, things like that. And when you look at these goals, these are huge goals. These are moonshots for humanity. And with moonshots and big goals for humanity, you need the biggest imagination. So I actually saw that without the imagination of kids, I didn't know if we could actually solve them.
What is it about kids? Because we've been talking quite a lot about this, that about certain young people at the forefront of the activism that we're seeing around the climate crisis. And we've talked before, especially with, it seems like, technology, that more and more tech companies and entrepreneurs are really recognizing the fact that kids, even the youngest kids, can help them come up with solutions to issues because they're unleashed from the boundaries that we kind of impose on ourselves as adults. They don't have this second guessing. They don't say, oh, that can't be done or that's been tried.
Exactly.
They just have a boundless imagination and, you know, potentially some of those things could pan out. I mean, what's your experience?
Exactly. Buckminster Fuller made a quote about how all children are geniuses and then are subsequently de-geniusized by adults. And if you look at the system that we have and the way that kids grow up in, they want to be creative. We encourage them to be collaborative, kind, creative, do art. And then as they go through school, they're told, you'll never make money doing being artists. You'll never make money being a musician. You can't do that. You're a kid. So it starts to shut down their creativity starting in middle school and high school. And so what we see is this incredible treasure trove of kids who are hungry to do something because they're more connected. Like you said, with the technology, they were born with technology in their hands. So if tech companies aren't actually asking kids, I encourage people to put kids on their board. boards. Put kids on your board of your nonprofit, of your company. We actually provide corporate accelerators and custom accelerators for companies and more, so that we can bring the innovation in and activate a whole company around their kids and their staff. But the point is, when we are trying to solve major problems, all the different people need to have a seat at the table that need to be there to solve that problem. If you look at mapping the human genome or we're going to the moon, those pronouncements, but we didn't necessarily know how we were going to get there. It was just a goal somebody that we set. And then we had to figure out who needs to be on that team in order for that to happen for humanity. So I see kids as a really important part of that team, because we need that unlimited thinking. And they see things as black and white. So if you look at climate activism happening with Greta Thunberg, who we had the pleasure of meeting actually in Davos, she sees things so black and white because she's just going right on the climate science. She learned the climate science. She sees what's happening. She's just saying, why aren't we paying attention to this? And it's, to her, it's black and white. And I think we need more thinking like that to break through some of the barriers that we've placed around ourselves.
Heidi Kupari is the co-founder and CEO of Dream Tank. Dream Tank, and their final summer camp starts today at the Museum of Boulder. And the students will be presenting their ideas this Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Museum of Boulder to a cross-section of leaders from the community, including the Mayor of Boulder. And that happens this coming Friday. Now, you can find out more about their programs, including a mentorship program where they're engaging high school students. And that's all online at dreamtank.co. It is 8:27. Time now for Resistance Radio. And one Colorado